VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Senate will vote next week on a bill to codify abortion rights at the federal level. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set a vote for next Wednesday on a bill to make certain abortion rights are protected on the federal level. He says the vote will show just exactly how every senator, including Republicans, feel about individual rights.
Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Schumer does not have the necessary 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster and move ahead with the House-passed bill, which means the effort is certain to fail. But he says members of both parties need to go on record about where they stand in these months heading into the midterm elections in November. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Ukraine's prime minister has told VOA that he believes Russia hopes to create a migration crisis in Europe through its attack on Ukraine. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal spoke to VOA in Warsaw Thursday on the sidelines of an international donors conference in support of Ukraine. Shmyhal said Russia aims to use attacks on civilians to motivate Ukrainians to flee the country and create what he called a migration tsunami. Shmyhal also said Ukraine is running a monthly budget deficit of about $5 billion per month over the past 4 months. He said the International Monetary Fund has agreed with the United States and the World Bank to administer a fund through which other nations and groups can contribute to Ukraine's support. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is VOA News.